I opened the steel door and drank in the sweet stench of smoke, spilled beer, and desperation. The place was dark and dirty and filled with people. It was totally gross. And completely perfect. A seat opened up at the bar, so I hurried over and grabbed it before anyone else could. A haggard waitress walked past me 3 times before I got her attention. "Can I get a..." The waitress raised her hand. "Don't order. One of these smucks will buy you a drink as soon as they get over how glossy you are." Mierda. I specifically dressed down. Nothing I had on was even this season or cost more than $1,000. Okay. Thanks. I picked at the frayed threads on my right thigh. Maybe I should have gone somewhere more upscale, slept with some slimy Wall Street type, and let the rumor spread from there. Slumming it had a dangerous mystique to it that sure sounded good in my head. What if none of the so-called schmucks bought me a drink? Told ya. The waitress lit a beer and a shot of amber liquid in front of me. "But be careful. That sexy piece over there is trying to get you drunk." I glanced toward the wall she pointed at, anxious to see who had sent the drink. Gray stood right in my line of sight and raised his beer, winking at me. My mouth was so dry. It wouldn't hurt to take the drink, even if he was trying his best to screw with my plan. I took several big gulps of the beer. Gray sauntered up to the table and set his drink down. "You're supposed to drop the whiskey into the beer, Angel." "Oh, well, you know Cosmos are more my style." I looked anywhere but at him and smiled in a friendly, go-away kind of way. "This isn't a pink drink kind of place." Apparently, the message my faux smile gave didn't come through because he leaned against my part of the bar and took a sip of my beer. Between my teeth, I asked, "What are you doing over here anyway?" "I'm hitting on you." His voice was that low, husky invitation that makes a girl's brain go a little swirly. I hadn't drunk enough yet to feel that kind of rush. "Don't go there," I told myself. Gray was only kidding. "You're going to scare off the other guys." "Who?" He turned his head right and left. "Him." I motioned to the bar. A couple of swivel stools down sat potential one-night-stand candidate number one. Beer gut and a wife beater. I needed a whole keg of this alcohol beer-flavored water to do them. Moving on to bachelor knot number two, desperation and a business suit. Or him. Probably out looking to cheat on his missus. Bastard. No chance. Gray stared at me, making me wriggle in my seat. I strengthened the prescription of my new beer goggles with a sip from the shot of bottom-shelf bourbon before I perused the rest of the male offerings in my hole-in-the-wall dive of choice. I needed the hot burn of liquid courage if I was going to do this revenge sex thing with anyone here. On to bachelor, maybe, number three. The bartender. He was kinda cute, but I'd have to wait until closing time, and I planned to be long since passed out and tucked into my own bed by then. Unless he'd be up for a quickie in the back room. It was the perfect thing to start my new life as the fat whore rich bitch Mark had accused me of being as he tumbled into the street. One more thing well-muscled ex-army bodyguards were good for. I gave the bartender my best come-hither look, which he responded to with a wink and a "just a minute" while I served the yahoo's gesture. A tiny giddy flutter hit my chest. It had been forever since I'd flirted with anyone besides my father's cronies, and even I knew they were just happy for some attention from anyone under 60. Harmless old men, until money and real estate were on the table. Then, I could strip naked and give them all lap dances without being noticed one bit. Yeah, I had daddy issues, and cheating bastard ex-fiancé issues, and I hate every man in the whole world issues. The only saving grace of the entire male species was the bodyguard slash friend and confidant that was Grayson. Even he was on shaky ground. I tilted my head toward the bartender. Gray shook his head. "Let's get out of here and do something fun to celebrate your freedom." "I am going to have fun. Sex is fun." Or so I'd been told, or so I had fantasized. "So," He leaned in. This is about the sex. I absolutely, positively, unequivocally refused to blush. I watched the bartender, mostly so I didn't have to look at Grayson in the eye while lying. No. He moved in incredibly close and whispered so softly in my ear his breath heated my skin. You're a horrible liar. Liar, liar, pants seriously on fire. I am not. Ilario and Dominic continued to undress me, and even though I told them or asked them or whatever, I felt out of control. I pulled against the restraint. Cade nestled my neck but held my arms firmly. I wasn't going anywhere. Chingada madre. Hold on a second. I wasn't gagged. I had words. Wait. Each of them kept their hands on me but didn't move. Yes, that's right. I could handle them. Let's get more comfortable and move to the large ottoman. Then, Dominic, take off my panties. Taste me. Ilario, take off my bra. I want you to suck on my nipples. Cade, please. I want that nice hard cock. The commands fell out of my mouth with ease. I could totally do this. It wasn't that different than telling a masseuse what to do. Except for the sex part. Perfect. That's the way I think about this whole situation. The harem was my own personal tug and rub. I sat on the ottoman and laid back. Ilario was a smart man and slid my bra up and over my breast. His head went to my chest and I closed my eyes, waiting for the luscious feeling of his mouth on me. He kissed his way up my breastbone, but did not do as I instructed. Not even close. Big hands tugged at my panties. I lifted my ass so Dominic could slide them off. Finally, I was blissfully naked. Now, the fun could really begin.